Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Brinson, CBSSports.com. He hangs out with us every Tuesday on the show. Joe Sammy P. This is BetSweats, the BetMGM Network. Will's trying to tell us how awful it is that it's raining by him. We don't want to hear it. We've been dealing with snow. Sam was traveling in it, or attempting to travel in it over the weekend. Get out of here, Brinson. Rain is worse than snow. When's the last time you drove in snow?
Ah, please. I've driven in snow a million times. Look, it doesn't snow much in North Carolina. We love the snow. If you ever want to see some like crazy images, though, because I mean, we're not used to it, search Snowmageddon Rally. There is like photos. It looks like there's a photo of it. Like it looks like something out of a disaster movie. And it's just like 3 inches of snow on Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. It's like, I mean, like things got weird.
3 inches of snow is Snowmageddon?
It was probably like 6 inches of snow, but like you get like 6 to 8 inches of snow in North Carolina and it turns things sideways.
Didn't it happen at one of the Super Bowls? Where things people freaked out in Texas, I think.
Yeah, I was there. Oh my God. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll just tell the story really quickly, but that was my first Super Bowl for CBS. And, you know, we'd gone down there and they're like, all right, you're going to go to the team team media availabilities, write stories, you know, fire out, not going to do this, you know, TV stuff. And so you had to be up at like 6 in the morning to get on these buses. If you're on the first bus to the team media availability, you got a police escort. So they're like taking us on the highway in Dallas, like 75. And all these poor Texans who have like never driven in snow are having to like pull over to the side of the road in ice because the police are coming through in front of this bus. And they're probably thinking like, oh, that's Madonna or something. Nope. It's the media. Like, I'm sorry. You banged.
Anyhow. I'm looking at this right now. NBC5 Chicago says that 12.7 inches of snow fell in November 2018. I don't know what they do in Raleigh. They'd probably all just cry.
Google, really quickly, just Google Snowmageddon Raleigh and look at the images that pop up. It's crazy. There's like a car on fire. Like this guy's like walking down the street with holding his cell phone. Like in 100 yards away, a car is like just like completely on fire.
3 inches. Oh, wow, Joe.
Yes, yes. I believe it 100%. Let's talk about what we saw last night. So I guess one of the takeaways at this point in the season is, okay, you look at Vrabel. He remains the favorite for the coach of the year. Now Drake May, I mean, your guy, he's the sole favorite for MVP. Your guy Stafford takes a step back. He actually has interceptions over the weekend, and New England is the one seed. How many of those things happen? Patriots one seed, May MVP, Vrabel coach of the year.
Man, what would a Bears Patriots one seed parlay have paid before the season? Like, what are we? I think the whole thing is great. I don't want the Patriots to be great again. I think it's ironic, too, that Drake May's childhood favorite team, the Panthers, are the ones who beat Matthew Stafford and installed him as the favorite to win MVP. He's been awesome. They haven't played anybody. You know, they played the Bills, and that, like, that's it. They haven't played anybody. The schedule is charming soft, but you know what? They're going out and taking care of business every single week, like, beating the crap out of bad teams. The game got a little close at the start of the fourth quarter, but realistically was just never, you know, the Giants were never in it. I think Vrabel is and should be a lock for coach of the year. Ben Johnson could be in the middle. I mean, not a lock. I just think, like, I mean, how many games are the Patriots going to lose? Like, they're going to be the one seed, right? I mean,
four.
I mean, they have the Bills, the Ravens, the Jets, and the Dolphins left.
Like, do you think he's more valuable than Ben Johnson?
I think they're pretty close. Ben Johnson is insanely valuable. I just think Vrabel, like, this team to me is, yeah, it's like about Drake May and how great he's been. But I think that, like, Vrabel gets a piece of that because he brought in Josh McDaniels and he knew what Josh McDaniels could do as an offensive coordinator. He's done exactly that. Defensively, like, this, we've seen Vrabel do this with Ryan Tannehill and the Titans, where he got them to a one seed in Tennessee. So it's like, even though it's insane that this is happening and that they're this good, and we made fun of, like, people who were betting the Patriots to make the playoffs because it was a donkey number. Turns out not a donkey number. you know, it's like, I think this whole team is about, to me, like, Vrabel and just how ridiculously, like good of a coach he is.
That said, the Bears fans are ready to build Ben Johnson a statue. Like, that's a thing. And he's coached a little over half a season. But, you know, you watch the Bears offense and the Patriots defense, and you just see how much more prepared and ready and in position that they are. Like, I'm watching the Pats last year. They can't tackle. They don't know what to do. You know, the Bears don't line up properly. The Bears waste that 40 seconds on Thanksgiving, and then Eberflus gets fired because they didn't call a timeout. Like, you just see the difference in how a bad coaching staff and a good coaching staff or a borderline great coaching staff can change things in one off season. Chicago and New England are in such better places, man. They just are.
Yeah, and I would say, too, like, with Chicago, you know, Ben Johnson kind of struggled with the game management stuff early in the season. Now, that's not unusual for a first-year head coach to do. He really corrected it. Like, they went to their bye, corrected a bunch of that stuff. He's been fantastic, and the offense has taken off. I think it's a good lesson. Like, you know, we talk about what matters in this league. Well, if you have a top pick and you hit the quarterback, but then you got to have the coach too. Like, that's why, you know, people are getting fired left and right. You get those two things, you can really go from the dregs, like being one of the five worst teams in football to, and the Bears weren't quite, they were close, but they weren't quite there. But you go from, like, being one of the five worst teams in football to being the number one seed kind of overnight. So, yeah, like, if Ben Johnson were to get it, I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. And maybe it's, you know, because he's a first-year head coach, that's a little different than Vrabel. But yeah, like, the difference night and day between the old coaching staffs and the new coaching staffs is right there. And I just think it's good. Like, you know, we do have this thing with these awards where the later in the, you know, there's some recency bias, right? Like, Shane Steichen should still, you know, be getting credit for the Colts being surprisingly good with Daniel Jones. It's just going to be hard to look past what Vrabel and Ben Johnson have done on their respective teams, I think.
With Will Brinson, CBSSports.com, talk some NFL here on Bet Sweats. Let's talk about your Panthers, man. Tuesdays, don't normally like to look back on Sundays still, but I'm still in shock over what we just saw.
I know.
For my money, week-to-week basis, they are the one team in the NFL that has the widest range of outcomes. I don't know if they're going to look like a team that can beat anybody in this league or they can lose to anybody in this league. Why are they that way? Why are their performance so inconsistent?
So, I mean, yeah, it's like, I would say the answer to the question, I think, is Dave Canales and how he wants to approach games. And so, like, they go and beat the Packers, and they went in there and just turned it into, like, a poop slinging contest where no, you just run the ball, you know. I was like, Sammy, what are you doing there, buddy? You don't care.
Yeah, I was shaking my poo when you said
poo. I was like, you slinging poo? You know, and then the following week, they're at home. It's not a must-win game, but it's, you know, a game you should win as big favorites against the Saints. And they try to take the same approach, when what I think you need to do against a team like the Saints is come out and say, let's let Bryce cut it loose and try to get a lead in this one, and then we can sort of salt things away with our run game. They don't do that. They lose to the Saints. You know, they looked like one of the worst teams in football against the 49ers, whose defense is, you know, good with Robert Saleh, but it's like really banged up, and they should have been able to hang in that game. Then they just beat the Rams. I think it's just Dave Canales and how he approaches a game-to-game thing and how, you know, Stafford starts slinging it, and they kind of got into an up-tempo game with him early on, and Bryce started slinging it. And so, like, I think that's the answer. But, yeah, like, you can't trust Carolina week to week. You don't know whether they're going to – like, if you bank anything you decide to do with the Panthers on the previous week's outcome, you're probably going to lose your money.
Yeah.
I did get a text from Eric Eager on Sunday. He saw the bartender say Carolina was going to get crushed, and he texted me, let's go. He knew. He knew, Will. He knew.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I kind of like the Panthers in that spot. Like, you know, it's like the Rams are coming off this, like, maybe the best win of the season against the Bucs, just in terms of how they looked. Panthers looked terrible against San Francisco in primetime. And, you know, it's just one of those things in the NFL where it doesn't make a lot of sense, but sometimes things don't need to make sense in professional football to end up being, you know, what ends up happening and becoming true.
Well, this Thursday game could decide a playoff spot, a playoff spot for a potentially dangerous team in the playoffs. Detroit and Dallas, Lions favored by 3, high total 53 in the hook. What's your approach to this game?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first and foremost, I think that we all need to bet Jameson Williams to score anytime touchdown at even money. Like, I mean, 53.5 total. If Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't go, Jameis is going to get fed. Like, you saw the second that St. Brown was out, Jameson Williams was just the number one wide receiver. There's no Laporta, obviously. Everybody likes better value early in the week, right? I mean, I would think that that's, you know, the three running backs are all minus money, obviously. Jameis even money. I mean, I would think if Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't go in that game, and he's had a full week, so maybe he can go in a low ankle sprain. But I mean, that's, Jameis should be minus 125. Like, 25 cents on a touchdown prop is a pretty good number. So I like that. I mean, I would lean. I think it looks like the Lions are going to get to 3.5, just based on the number. And I would probably be inclined to take the Cowboys. You know, this Lions team can flex on you when they want to, but I don't know that Dan Campbell's been great calling plays. You know, he had the second half against the Giants or the fourth quarter against the Giants, and he had the game against the Commies. But this Cowboys defense is much, much improved with Quinton Williams. And I don't think they're going to give up three 70-yard touchdown runs to Jahmyr Gibbs. It could absolutely turn into a shootout. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I don't think you can bet a total of 53.5 on a Tuesday. You know, like, I mean, how high is that going to go? Right. Like, I mean, it does look like it wants to go up a little bit in some spots, but I mean, I would be more inclined, if you like the over, to wait and see if the under gets some pushback. You know, I have no interest in the under here. But it probably wouldn't bet the over. I would think I'd probably wait and see if a Cowboys 3.5 pops, and I'd take that, because I think Dallas is good enough and Dak is good enough, indoor track, Lions defense not elite, to keep up with a Lions team that's just frankly been really inconsistent. But yeah, must win spot for both teams.
Should we be considering a Dak MVP bet at 15-16-1?
Yeah, I was looking at that when we started talking about Drake May. I just think it's a two-horse race. Like, I don't see how the Patriots – I mean, this is – the voters love to give the MVP to somebody that they haven't given it to, especially when that person is, like, a highly drafted Caucasian quarterback. You know, like, I mean, like giving it to Drake May or Matthew Stafford is a dream spot for these voters. I'm not saying that they're all racist or anything. I just think it's like, you know, the new face, like, out, you know, like coming onto the scene is like just a freebie for, like, it's just catnip for these voters. You know, we see it all the time where they like to fall. There's a reason why these guys, I mean, it's a performance, of course, but there's a reason why these guys are at the top. I think if the Cowboys win the division, then Dak can absolutely get it. And you could see it, but they have to go completely nuclear and the Eagles have to fall apart. So, like, I would.
No.
I mean, okay. Look, I don't think you can bet Stafford or May at these numbers, right? I mean, we've had our chances to get them at like 5-1. I mean, certainly before the season, 25, 30-1, whatever it is. If you were going to bet anybody, I think it would be Dak or Love, because there is a chance to win the division. And, you know, as much as, like, the whole season is supposed to matter, how many times have we seen this award or any award get stolen in December? Like, if Jordan Love goes on a 16-touchdown, 0-interception, Packers win their final 4 or 5 games, whatever it is, run, and he's capable of doing that, and he is as streaky as they come, and Dak's capable of doing that too. If either one of them does that and their team wins that division and maybe even overtakes the one seed, then I think you're going to seriously be looking at a, you know, somebody could steal it. So I don't hate those bets at 15-16-1. I just think that it's more than likely May or Stafford if they don't fall apart.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left. Is there a best bet that stands out that we have not talked about?
For this week, I would say, I just did this and now I can't remember. Oh, I think the Bengals +6, like, yep. The Bills defense, it like pops up once a month and is good, but it's not that great. Burrow can make the playoffs. Burrow can win the division. Maybe we bet Burrow for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember that run that the Bengals made at the end of last regular season? Same thing could happen again. Thank you, Will Brinson. Appreciate it. Check him out, CBSSports.com. Follow him on X at Will Brinson. Survivor Mayhem over the weekend. We'll talk about it and give you a first look for next week right here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.